Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Coming up on this bulletin, new fines are being brought in for people holding house parties as part of tougher coronavirus laws. We'll hear from the Finance Minister. The Taoiseach says getting the reproduction rate of the virus consistently below one is the target of the latest lockdown. Couples getting married this year and the venues hosting their weddings say they're confused as to what level 5 means, and there are calls on the government to re-examine visiting restrictions in nursing and care homes. Also coming up in this bulletin, we'll hear from a leading public health expert in Donegal who says that it is people's actions who brought us to where we are today. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation that new fines are being brought in for people holding house parties as part of tougher coronavirus laws. The Cabinet has agreed to bring in a system of graduated penalties for those breaking the rules. It's expected people not wearing face masks in shops or breaking the 5 kilometre travel limit could also be fined under new Garda powers. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says most people are following the rules, but compliance needs to be better in the weeks ahead.
The nature of the fines legislation is all about the kind of house party behaviour that has taken place amongst a very small number of people that has contributed to the difficulty that we have. And that is the only role of the sanction that has been brought in.
The Taoiseach says getting the reproductive rate of the virus consistently below one is the target of the new lockdown. The exit strategy involves getting that R rate as low as 0.5 if possible. Some tweaks have been made to the plan this morning, including increasing the number of people who can attend a funeral to 25. In the Dáil this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin outlined what the end point of the lockdown will look like.
I think we have to get consistently below the R1 number. Ideally, NEFWD would want us to be at 0.5. That would be very, very challenging to get there in 6 weeks. But there are other measures consistently that the number is going down, that the trajectory is downward. And also other factors then would have to be considered as well.
Well, couples getting married this year and the venues hosting their weddings say they're confused as to what level 5 actually means. The Taoiseach last night appeared to suggest that guests can travel outside of 5 kilometres to a wedding. However, venues and brides say today they've been told that people can only attend if the wedding is within their county. With more, here's Laura Donnelly.
When asked at last night's press briefing if guests can travel to attend a wedding, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said this.
I think 25 guests to me is reasonable. I'm not so sure there's too many more weddings left between now and Christmas. And I think that's the least we could do, to be frank.
So you can travel outside? Yeah. Okay.
However, today, couples getting married say hotels are saying the 5 kilometre limit remains in place for guests. Wedding planner Kira Crossan says in level 3, the couple getting married could leave the county but not guests. She's taking the Taoiseach's comments as positive.
He said, you know, given the amount of weddings that are due to take place between now and the end of the year, the fact that it's only 25 guests for each wedding, he did kind of concede that it was reasonable that those weddings could go ahead and those people could travel.
This bride, Orla, is hopeful she'll get up the aisle in November.
With the 28th of November on the vein side of things, I don't know what hairdressers will be opened or nail salons and all that. I know it's so irrelevant, but when you're planning a wedding, they're all the things that you do plan. So will they be open? Who knows?
Hotels say they're hoping for clarity over the next few days.
Well, the government is being urged to re-examine visiting restrictions in nursing and care homes. Visits to long-term residential care facilities will cease under Level 5, except in critical and compassionate circumstances. The Irish Hospice Foundation says it welcomes the updated guidance on attending funerals. But the CEO of the charity, Sharon Foley, says older people in care homes shouldn't have to suffer.
We know from our extensive work with care homes all over Ireland that many older people have been experiencing very reduced limits all through the summer. And for adults and older people with cognitive impairment, this will see further decline of their quality of life, and it's a distressing development for families left to wonder how they're coping.
A leading public health specialist in Donegal says while he empathises with local businesses and the people having to move to level 5, it's the actions of some that have led us to this point. House parties, family gatherings and the number of people exceeding the amount advised at certain events are all said to be big contributors to the rise in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Anthony Breslin says the spread of the virus in Donegal has been down to a minority of people who have flouted public health advice.
If people weren't having 30 and 40 people at funerals, unfortunate events, but if they weren't having that large number, we would be spreading the infection. If people weren't having house parties, if people in some pubs were behaving themselves, in some restaurants behaving themselves, and I feel bad, very bad for those businesses that did everything by the book, and now they're stuck with everybody, the ones who didn't do it by the book. And also, if you consider, we've seen it not just in the Northwest, but we've seen it elsewhere around the country. Mike Cullen in Galway is the best example, where after sports events, people went out and partied big time, and they spread the infection. And people knew it could happen. They knew what to do to stop it. They didn't do it. Okay. And there, as a result, those few people have left the rest of us stuck in a situation we're at.
And that was Dr. Anthony Breslin speaking to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show. Well, one of the big concerns for Donegal and other border counties is that restrictions north of the border do not match those in the Republic. Retail remains open in Northern Ireland and their current restrictions are due to expire in mid-November. The lockdown here is set to last until December 1st. That's led to fears that the lesser measures in the north will tempt some people across the border to shop. Well, speaking on the 9 till noon show today, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said the risk is unacceptable.
It's not a complication. It is an unacceptable risk for our communities. And I am saying very clearly that the Taoiseach, rather than lamenting the fact that we have this problem, we need to get cracking and we need to resolve this problem. And that's going to require goodwill and cooperation on all sides. It will require all of us to understand this isn't a constitutional or a political question. This is a question of public health, because the virus, quite frankly, does not give a damn about borders. It will spread irrespective, and if it continues to spread in this exponential fashion, particularly at this point in the northwest of our island, we have a big and serious public health problem.
Well, as Donegal braces itself to move to level 5 tomorrow night, people are being urged to continue to shop local during the six-week lockdown. Many businesses had been preparing for a normally hectic few weeks in the run-up to Christmas, ordering extra stock and investing in what would have been a busy period. Letterkenny Chamber CEO Jimmy Stafford says, however, just because the front door is shut doesn't mean that the business is.
We know there's a huge amount of businesses out there who are online, who are working behind closed doors, fulfilling orders that come in. And there's a number of ways, you know, go on to the various websites or the Shop LK, where you can buy Shop LK cards, or in various towns around Donegal where you can shop local. And I suppose the key one here is there's people working behind those doors. They're in jobs. And I suppose the more money we can keep locally, which will keep those jobs alive and active. And that's a key message from the Chamber, Letterkenny Chamber's perspective, is to shop local and stay local.
And we do know that the Shop LK vouchers have been a roaring success in years gone by, but it's more important arguably than ever for people to buy those vouchers so we can pump the money back into the local economy.
Absolutely, and I think always one of the key statistics that I hear is for every €1 that's spent locally, it creates it's the equivalent of €4 to the local economy. I mean, over the years, Catherine, you know, we sold about 3.2 million of Shop LK vouchers in 2019, and 2020 has been very, very positive so far. So we'd encourage people, you know, if you're looking for presents this Christmas, go online and buy the Shop LK vouchers.
And that was Jimmy Stafford of Letterkenny Chamber, president of that organisation. Well, the government is expecting up to 200,000 job losses as a result of the new impending Level 5 restrictions nationwide. The lockdown measures will force businesses deemed non-essential to close from tomorrow night. Extra state supports worth €1.25 billion are being put in place. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys says most of that will be for people on the pandemic unemployment payment.
We estimate that in the event of an additional 200,000 people availing of the PUP, the total cost of weekly payments will rise to in the region of €135 million per week in the weeks to come.
Well, the Teachers Union of Ireland wants rapid testing as they are set to stay open in schools in Level 5. The Education Minister, Norma Foley, says there is clear evidence that schools are safe for students, teachers and other staff. However, the TUI says there is serious uncertainty about the definitions used for close contacts in schools. Joanne Irwin is Assistant General Secretary of the TUI. She says they're looking for more clarity.
Representatives from NEFET will meet with us this afternoon and answer the concerns that we have. And the concerns that we have are, first and foremost, we have a number of teachers who have been categorised as being high risk. We want those teachers to be recategorised as very high risk, because a lot of the teachers have heart disease, have kidney problems, have various conditions where everybody else has been told to stay at home, whereas teachers have been told to go to school. We've also huge concerns in relation to testing.
And that was Joanne Irwin. Almost €15 million has been paid out in grant funding under the Restart Grant schemes to over 2,300 businesses in Donegal to date. Over 3,000 individual grant payments have been processed since the initiative was introduced in May of this year. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
A maximum grant of €25,000 and a minimum of €4,000 are available under the Business Grant Plus scheme and are calculated based on a business's 2019 commercial rates liability. However, businesses in arrears of commercial rates who did not receive a commercial rates bill for 2019 or are occupying premises yet to be valued for commercial rates are subject to other eligibility criteria. The deadline for applications is October the 31st. Meanwhile, top-up grants are also available for businesses based on the grant paid to a business under the Restart Grant Plus scheme. A top-up grant of 40% is available, while a further 40% is also payable to wet pubs. The commercial rates waiver for 2020 has been extended to cover the nine-month period up to December the 31st and will be applied to accounts before the year end. Meanwhile, the deadline for qualification under the Council Small Business Grant Rebate has been extended to November the 30th.
Valuable life-saving equipment has been stolen from Milford Fire Station on Monday last, the 12th of October, a week ago yesterday. The fire brigade in Milford was conducting a fire drill at the base and their equipment had all been laid out in preparation for it. At around 9, a strobe light safety beacon was stolen from the equipment that had been laid out. The person responsible is believed to have left the area in the direction of the chapel. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Gardaí in Milford, 074 915 3060. Two Donegal projects have been successful at the National Heritage Awards this morning. The online event hosted by the Heritage Council saw the Heritage of Education Award go to the Rathmullen and District Local History Society for their Rathmullen Goes Back to School project during Heritage Week. Meanwhile, the Relearning Skills from Our Heritage Award was won by Johnny Shields, a third generation wheelwright from Denswilly, for his restoration of a rare Donegal flax and wool spinning wheel. More details and some pictures on our website, highlandradio.com. Gardaí say their investigation into a weekend sexual assault is at an early stage. The incident is alleged to have happened outdoors in the Glenview area of Ballybuffet at around 8:30 on Saturday night. Garda Gráinne Doherty has been appealing for information.
So the Glenview area is just up past the little shop there on the Donegal Road, up on the right-hand side beyond it. This happened at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday the 17th of October. The investigation's yet at a very early stage, but we're appealing to anybody that was in that area, anybody within the Glenview estate, maybe seen anybody hanging about, you know, that seemed a bit untoward to them, if they could offer a description of them or if they had a mode of transport or a direction of travel. Motorists that were on the Donegal Road area, maybe, you know, outside the Glenview estate area between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on the 17th of October, if they had a dash cam, that would be of major assistance to us. You know, we could go through the footage to see was anybody captured on it. There's a field next to the Glenview estate, and this would be, I suppose, a slipway that would be used by many of the residents within the Glenview estate. You know, it's shorter to get into the back of the estate or into the middle of the estate. So that's the area in which the incident occurred.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. Now stocking the official GAA Donegal snood and face masks.
17 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with local soccer, and Donegal League have announced the postponement of the start of the new season until January 2021. In a statement, the Donegal League Executive Committee say they've been working in the background over recent weeks to formulate the 2020-21 season. The ever-changing restrictions in relation to COVID-19 pandemic have meant that plans have had to be altered accordingly. With the whole country due to move into level 5 of the government's national framework for living with COVID-19 at midnight Wednesday night, the 21st of August. They have taken the decision that they feel is the only viable course of action open to them. The start of the new season will now be postponed until January 2021. Hopefully at that stage the country will have returned to a lower level of restrictions, thereby allowing them to commence training and matches. The decision was taken with the health and safety of everyone connected in any way with the league as their priority. So January 2021, the start of the new Donegal League season. In the SSE or Tristy League First Division tonight, there's one game down for decision. Galway United, they host second place Drogheda United. 7:45 is the start time in that one. Elsewhere in soccer, Liverpool and Manchester United, they're in talks with top clubs about joining a FIFA-backed European Premier League. Sky News say financiers are putting together around €5 billion to help create the new tournament. Five English league clubs could join, along with sides from France, Germany, Italy and Spain. A start date of 2022 has been discussed, but nothing's been confirmed. On the pitch tonight, Chelsea, they host the Europa League champions Sevilla in their opening Champions League group match. Goalkeeper Edouard Mendy is a doubt with a thigh injury, while Marcus Alonso was suspended for the red card he picked up against Bayern Munich last season. The Blues' defence continues to be shaky and they conceded three goals in a league draw with Southampton at the weekend. Chelsea boss Frank Lampard admits it's a concern.
The issues are that we don't concede many shots on our goal, but when we do, we concede goals, and it's something, you know, we're aware of. I think we were aware of when you look at recruitment, but more than importantly than that, you're aware of when you work every day on the pitch with the players.
Well, Edison Cavani, he won't make his Manchester United debut against his old club Paris Saint-Germain tonight. The striker is lacking match fitness, while United captain Harry Maguire, Mason Greenwood, Eric Bailly and Jesse Lingard have all been ruled out. The games at Stamford Bridge and in Paris both kick off at 8 o'clock. In Gaelic games, Derry's hope of promotion to Division 2 of the Alliance Football League look to be gone before they play at the weekend at all. With Down, they look to be promoted back to Division 2 of the National Football League without kicking a ball. Longford are reportedly considering giving a walkover to Cork in their scheduled Division 3 match. Longford manager Porrick Davis labelled the game as a dead rubber yesterday. Amid the ongoing threat posed by the COVID-19, Davis believes it's not necessary to make the 500-kilometre round trip to face a side that have already been crowned Division 3 champions. Well, Derry, they can still draw level on points with Down, who are 2 points clear in second place. However, even if they both end up on 9 points, Down would be promoted with their win over Derry in February, giving them a superior head-to-head record. Down face Louth on Sunday, while Derry, they face Offaly. In horse racing, it was a good day for the Donegal Jockeys once again. In Ferryhouse today, there was a first and second place for the Donegal Jockeys at the Tattersalls Ireland Handicap. In first place today was Dylan Brown McMonagall on board Ayres at 15-8. And Luke McAteer was on board the 13-8 favourite Glowworm in second place. Moving on to rugby, and Jonathan Sexton, he insists he's fully fit for the resumption of Ireland's Six Nations campaign. The out half lumped out of Leinster's opening Pro 14 game of the season with Benetton with a minor hamstring problem. But Sexton says the work he's done this week in the Irish camp stands him in good stead for the visit of Italy, and in the current climate he feels this week's preparations have given the squad a reminder of normality.
The most normal thing we're doing at the moment is our rugby training, where we don't have to wear masks and we can be around each other and when we're outside. And so, you know, obviously that's always the time where we feel most comfortable, and it's even more evident now that we're, you know, when you're out in the pitch, it's the most normal life gets. And then you go into meetings, masks on, 2 metres apart. We have to have most of our meetings on the pitch, really.
Finally, for this evening in golf, a joint statement from the Golfing Union of Ireland and the Irish Ladies Golf Union is today expected to shed light on the fate of golf courses under Level 5 restrictions. Government rules allow only for individual training from midnight tomorrow night, with exceptions for school children in pods of 15 and elite sports. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donald.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. I can give you the latest figures from the Department of Health with regards to coronavirus. There have been 1,269 additional cases confirmed this evening. 13 additional deaths of the new cases, 221 in Meath, 203 in Dublin, 116 in Cork, 80 in Cavan. The rest spread out among all other counties. We'll have a specific Donegal figure a little later on in the evening. We don't have that to hand just as of yet, but 13 additional deaths have been reported today, 1,269 cases. Donegal County Council is being urged to buy four houses in Churchill which have been lying unfinished since they were built a number of years ago. The houses are adjacent to the Pines, an estate which has had a problem with running sewage for over 2 years and on which action was promised in 2018. The houses and estate were built by the same developer who has gone out of business, and Councillor Michael McBride believes if the council were to buy the houses and link their sewage tank to the Pines, it would solve two issues at once.
2 years ago I was given assurances that the issue would be dealt with. The sewage is simply overflowing. And I think it's totally unacceptable. You know, it's something that should have been dealt with a long time ago. And I've been urging the council for a long time to deal with it.
The developer that built the houses is out of business, but a number of homes adjacent to the Pines, not completed but almost complete, they're sitting there at the moment. And you believe perhaps the answer could lie in the council buying those houses and doing an overall project in the area?
That's my own opinion on it. I think, you know, there's a demand for housing in Churchill. I think there's a lot of people that are indigenous to the area there that are looking for social housing. There hasn't been any social housing delivered in Churchill for a long number of years. So if the council could possibly buy out the houses that are unfinished, I would like to see the council finishing those houses and put some of the people into them. Sorting out the problem at the Pines, and I think it's a 1-1 situation for everybody.
The council hasn't been in a position to take over the Pines. Is the council any closer to doing that, or as long as this sewage problem remains there, is that going to effectively rule a takeover out?
I don't think so. I think the council are well aware of the situation. They have been looking into it. I'm just not exactly sure where the whole thing's at moving forward, but I just feel that the council are in a position for to deal with the problem. I think it needs to be taken seriously. It needs to be dealt with.
And that was Councillor Michael McBride speaking to us there. And that's Highland Radio News for now. We're going to take a look at the weather forecast. Showery outbreaks of rain becoming more isolated as the evening and the night progresses, with some dry periods developing. Lowest overnight temperatures 9 to 11 degrees Celsius, with winds becoming light and variable for a time before increasing moderate to fresh in most parts by morning. Tomorrow Wednesday will start mostly cloudy with scattered showers. They'll become more isolated in the afternoon. Highest temperatures 11 to 13 degrees Celsius in a cool moderate to fresh northwest to northerly wind. And that's Highland Radio News. Looking at the main stories this evening, 1,269 additional cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the Republic this evening, with 13 additional deaths. I can tell you that in Donegal, there have been 21 new cases. The incident rate in the county now 328.5. Donegal is now the sixth highest incidence rate in the country. It has been passed out by Sligo, which had 27 deaths reported today, an incidence rate there now of 355.5. Also today, new fines are being brought in for people holding house parties as part of tougher coronavirus laws. It's expected not wearing face masks in shops or breaking the 5 kilometre travel limit could also attract fines under new Garda powers. The Taoiseach says he wants to get the reproductive rate to 0.5 if possible. And we're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 20th of October. The death has taken place of David Wilson, Alt Upper, Castle Finn. His remains are reposing at Terence McClintock Funeral Premises, Ballybow Convoy. Removal from there tomorrow at 4:30 to St Patrick's Church, Dunamore, to repose overnight. Funeral service on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard in the family plot. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Katie Devine, 208 Lisnara Road, Dunamana. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Ahabrach. Requiem Mass on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Sadie Wiper, née McCauley, formerly of Rosebank, Moville. Funeral will take place in Glasgow and will be private to family only, please, due to current restrictions. The death has taken place of Maura Farron, Drummer Weir, Greencastle. Maura's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Dementia Ireland, care of any family member. In line with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Michael Conway, Tully Cleeve, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon to Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, for 3 o'clock cremation service. Family flowers only, please. Donations can be made to the Charlie Bennett Memorial Fund. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the house and cremation service are private to family members and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Cormac Dinny Quinn, the Glen Tavern, Greenans, Glenties. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infa, with burial afterwards in Glenties Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. And the death has occurred of James Warisky, 36 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St. Eunan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please.